You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. At hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. AP correspondent Ken Moritsugu reports Jordan is saying it's ready to exchange an imprisoned Iraqi woman who's been convicted of attempting a suicide attack for a Jordanian pilot seized by the Islamic State group after his jet went down in Syria.
The Jordanian Minister of Information said Jordan is willing to swap a prisoner it's holding for a pilot, a Jordanian pilot that's being held by the Islamic State group. It's the first acknowledgement, I think, by any of the governments involved that they are considering some kind of hostage swap or prisoner swap to resolve this crisis.
New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver will abdicate his position as Speaker next week as he fights federal corruption charges. The 70-year-old was taken into custody last Thursday on charges he took nearly $4 million in payoffs and kickbacks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Musicians, right now at Guitar Center, for the first time ever, we're extending our friends and family discount to you. Savings up to 20% off the gear you really want, from starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, and the latest recording gear. Buy one, get one free deals on select guitar tuners, drumsticks, mic and instrument cables, guitar stands, and studio monitors. All buy one, get one free. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals and get a cash-saving coupon. Guitar Center's Friends and Family Weekend, now through Sunday.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Rush into your local club and save on essentials for the big game. Pick up party favorites like a DiGiorno Pizza 3-pack for less than $5 a pizza. Tasty pork ribs, just $3.98 a pound. And a 3-pound party pack of delicious Tyson boneless buffalo wings for just $11.98. Plus, join now and get a free welcome package. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Pentagon documents show President Obama is going to request a big hike in defense spending from Congress. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
The Pentagon endured major budget cuts with the imposition of so-called budget sequestration in 2013 and has seen spending levels frozen since then. Military brass say the bleaker budgets have forced cuts in flying hours, troop training, and maintenance of military equipment. The agency was due for just a $3 billion increase under caps that were set in a 2011 budget. But the president's proposal contains a $38 billion increase, according to Pentagon documents obtained by the Associated Press. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Boston's Logan Airport is again operating. The city's public transit is running, and Amtrak trains to New York and Washington are rolling on a limited schedule. New Englanders have been digging out from the 2 and 3 feet of snow that pounded the region yesterday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
A Ukrainian official says three soldiers were killed in the past 24 hours in eastern Ukraine. A military spokesman told reporters today that the situation remains tense and that pro-Russian rebels are attacking the army on all fronts. The military conflict between Russia-backed separatists and the government forces in eastern Ukraine have been raging since April, claiming more than 5,100 lives. GoDaddy's Super Bowl puppy ad isn't going over well with viewers, so much so the company is pulling it from Sunday's big game. USA Radio's Ron Taylor has more.
Look, it's Buddy! I'm so glad you made it home!
Because I just sold you on this website I built with GoDaddy.
Ship him out!
GoDaddy's Super Bowl puppy ad titled Journey Home features a puppy named Buddy who is promptly shipped back out for sale after a harrowing journey to find his family after falling out of the back of a pickup truck. Viewers criticized the ad for promoting breeding practices and the sale of animals in a Change.org petition after its online debut Tuesday morning. By Tuesday evening, GoDaddy had removed the video from YouTube. Company CEO Blake Irving said the decision to pull the ad was the result of the emotional and direct responses they received. He said they would replace the ad during the Super Bowl with one they hope will make audiences laugh. Irving added reassurance that Buddy came to them from a, quote, reputable and loving breeder in California, adding that he is now a part of the GoDaddy family as their chief companion officer, having been permanently adopted by one of the company's longtime employees.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Good afternoon. The weather for beautiful Hunterdon County. It is currently 25 degrees. Wind chill factor at 12, so it feels like 12. And I'm having a little bit of computer things here. Oh, okay, there we go. This afternoon will be sunny with a high near 30, and the winds will be coming from the northwest from 11 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 7, and the winds will be a little calmer after midnight. Thursday, a slight chance of snow after 1 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 33, and calm winds coming from the south. Snow is likely, however, Thursday night, mainly after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low of 25, and chance of precipitation is at 60%. New snow accumulation less than 1 inch. Friday, a slight chance of snow before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 33. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 3, and Saturday will be sunny with a high of 19. Sunday, a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy, with a high near 31. It is currently 12:11 in beautiful Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Karen Politash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's show. And today I'm going to be talking about DBT, or Dialectical Behavioral Therapy. And one of the things that I'm going to focus on with this particular therapy is I'm going to focus a bit on mindfulness, and you'll see why I'm going to talk more about that a little bit later. As a licensed professional counselor, there are therapies that I have my master's in counseling that I was taught to use with my clients, or sometimes we also say consumers. I tend to stick with clients. Everything from Freud to dialectic behavioral therapy, or DBT. Counselors can become certified in hypnosis, in EMDR, in actually many of the different therapies that are out there. Or someone like myself, I'm kind of a general practitioner using many different therapies, probably focusing mostly on cognitive behavioral therapy. With that being said, DBT, or Dialectical Behavior Therapy, is a cognitive behavioral treatment. And it was originally developed to treat people who were chronically suicidal, people with borderline personality disorders. And it is now recognized as a gold standard of psychological treatment for these particular people who are struggling with borderline personality disorders and suicidal ideation. In addition, research has shown that it is effective in treating a wide range of other disorders, such as substance dependence, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and eating disorders. One of the things my experience has taught me, that one of the things that oftentimes happens is therapies are built upon. What do I mean by that? We start off with Freud, and it's expanded to Adlerian or Jungian or person-centered or cognitive behavioral. And many others. Gestalt. Many, many different therapies. And these are different types of treatments that use different sets of skills, and yet at the same time, many of them are not all that dissimilar. And DBT is something that was developed in the late 1980s by psychologist Marcia Linehan, and it was to really help better treat people with borderline personality disorders. And so this is, again, this is just sort of another adaptation, which is not uncommon, as in reality, the field of psychology and psychiatry are still relatively new in general. I mean, Freud, you know, he's not, you know, 500-600 years old. We're just talking not too long ago, 100 years or so. So with that being said, I'm going to talk today about DBT, and I need to take a little commercial break to do so, and I will be back in a moment with Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show, and I'm also a licensed professional counselor. And today I'm talking about DBT, or Dialectical Behavioral Therapy. It is a cognitive behavioral-based therapy and was originally developed to work with people with borderline personality disorder, suicidal ideation, and we find that it works great for substance dependency, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, eating disorders, just to name a few. It's broken down into 4 basic components. There's a skills training groups, there's individual treatment, there's DBT phone coaching, and consultation team. So what does all that mean? Well, the DBT skills training group focuses on enhancing a client's capabilities by teaching behavioral skills. The group is run like a class, and that's the dialectic part, where a group leader teaches the skills and assigns homework for clients to practice using the skills in their everyday lives. Generally, the group meets about once a week for 2-2.5 hours, and it generally takes about 24 weeks to get through the full skills training curriculum. It is often suggested that it is repeated after a year. And the skills are taught and built upon with each group. I give my clients homework quite often. I do believe that you cannot make a change just by talking about it. If I say to someone, let's say I have someone who has an eating disorder and their disorder is overeating, and I say, okay, we're going to talk about limiting calories and adding and exercise today, but I don't say now you have to go home and you have to exercise and count your calories, just being very basic here, then that, which would be the homework, then nothing happens. So it's really important to have these skill training groups. Or even for an individual therapist like myself, to provide homework for my clients to create behavioral changes in their lives. Which is the next thing, the individual therapy. And what that does is it enhances client motivation. It helps the client to apply the skills to specific challenges. So that there may be a general group where we have people with different issues, but need to learn some of these basic coping skills. The individual therapy generally takes place once a week, and as long as the client needs. Generally runs along with the group therapy, so that means someone would attend individual therapy once a week and group therapy once a week. The phone coaching focuses when a client is in the moment. In other words, struggling, having a difficult time, needs someone to do that coaching. All right, you can do it. You know, I know you really want to, you know, have that piece of cake, but you know what? Let's think about what you can do and let's work on those behavioral changes. And that's part of what that's about. And it runs consistently through both the therapy and the groups. It's really about helping the client when they might need it the most. And then there's the therapist consultation team. And this is intended to be therapy for the therapists. It's really support. So DBT therapists provide support to their coworkers. And this way, when we have, I belong to a peer support group, so that's very similar in nature. And so when we have someone who's got a severe issue, it's complex, it's difficult to treat, we have people, other educated practitioners and therapists to help us, the therapists, stay focused, give us additional skills. And typically, team meets once a week if you're involved with DBT. And it's very useful. As I said, I meet with a peer support group of other licensed professional counselors, and oftentimes not only do we talk about some things that might be going on in our own lives, which is often helpful, but it also gives us the opportunity to talk about different cases that we find are challenging, and get some input and feedback, and generally having someone else take a different perspective can actually help. And I do find that in our peer support, in the peer support meetings that I attend, oftentimes walking away with, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to try that with this particular case. Or even as a private practitioner, as all of us in the peer support group are, we often find, oh, I didn't realize that, or that's a great suggestion for advertising or whatever. It's all useful information. And I'm very, very glad to be part of that. So dialectic is an interesting thing because it really means being able to synthesize through educating and integrating things into your life. Sometimes things that are opposite, such as acceptance and change. One of the things the DBT therapist works at is that it encouraging a client to change in order to reach their goal. Change is usually difficult, helping people get out of their comfort zone. And the skills and strategies taught in DBT balance the terms of acceptance and change. Doing that by using some of these other strategies called mindfulness, distress tolerance, impersonal effectiveness, and emotional regulation. So these are some behavioral skill sets that are used. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that also in a few minutes. I don't know for you, but I know for me, and I know it's my experience with other people, that change is not easy. And it's sometimes really hard to accept. And as a therapist, oftentimes I find that when I'm working with people who are struggling with change, there's also an aspect of grief and loss that goes along with it. I might know that this particular behavior isn't working for me, but I need to give it up and move on. And I'm really sad about it. I may miss it. Even though it's unhealthy. You know, we talk about DBT working for people with substance dependency. Well, you know, alcohol has been a good friend to me. It's really worked. But the problem is I'm also now an alcoholic and it's not working the way it used to, and I'm going to miss it. Or an eating disorder. I'm going to miss the way I handle food, the way I approach food. I may be bulimic, believe it or not, I'm going to miss the cycle of binging and purging. The relief that it gives me. For someone who is borderline, that person has a tendency towards self-mutilation, cutting. Well, I'm going to have to give that up because I know that it's not healthy, and that's going to be a challenge. It may take some time to do that. I know I need to do it, but it's the thing that gives me relief, and you're asking me to give up something that gives me relief. Most of the things that we have are some odd ways of creating a sense of relief, de-stress, safety, high levels of anxiety. Post-traumatic stress disorder is about feeling safe. Human beings like to feel safe. Not an odd thing. But DBT is based on three philosophical principles. Behavioral sciences underpin DBT. Biosocial model of development, as well as the behavioral changes and protocols. The mindfulness has a base in Zen and contemplative practices. It's extremely important. I've used it for many years with my clients. It also uses mindfulness as a core component. And they are a translation of Zen practices. So it adds a layer to behavioral change when we add mindfulness. It actually helps keep the entire treatment process more focused. Being able to be more consciously aware of acceptance and change by looking at the whole as well as the parts. And by maintaining flexibility, movement, speed, and flow of treatment. So I need to take another commercial break and a little bit of a news and weather break. And I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show. And I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. The Israeli military says two soldiers were killed in a Hezbollah strike on an army convoy near the Lebanese border. The military says another seven were wounded. Israel's military responded to the anti-tank missile strike on the convoy with aerial and ground attacks on Hezbollah positions. AP correspondent Zaina Karam reports.
The Israelis fired back. There was several barrages of artillery shells that crashed in Lebanese villages near the border. We have not heard of any casualties among Lebanese civilians, but a UN peacekeeper was killed. A UN spokesman that we spoke to said his death is likely related to the border flare-up.
Jordanian officials may be ready to meet the demands of the Islamic State group, which has been holding a captured Jordanian pilot. A government spokesman says Jordan is willing to release an Iraqi woman involved in deadly hotel bombings a decade ago. This is USA Radio News.
In 2002, a National Sleep Foundation poll found that 63% of women had trouble sleeping. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. In my opinion, a major reason for insomnia is the Blue Card. It's a shopping and loyalty card, and it's free. That's right, free. No charge, nada. With the Blue Card, you can receive up to 5% cash back on purchases. Most cards only offer 2% at most. No wonder girls can't sleep. With the Blue Card, you can also get shopping points that you could use for online purchases. So it's cash back and shopping points. Am I keeping you awake? If you refer the Blue Card to someone else, you could even earn money on their purchases. No, I'm serious. It's true. But it gets better. If you share the Blue Card with a merchant, you could earn on the purchases of everyone who uses the Blue Card at their store. There is no way you're going to get any sleep until you get your own free Blue Card. So call 800-627-6620 and order your free Blue Card so that you can rest easy again. Call 800-627-6620.
Hi. This is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 28 degrees in Flemington with a high of 30 expected. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 7. A slight chance of snow Thursday after 1 o'clock with increasing clouds and a high near 33. And then Thursday night, snow likely mainly after 1 a.m. with chance of precipitation at 60%. Friday, a slight chance of snow before 1, and then it will be partly sunny with a high near 33. Sunday will be high at, a high of 19. And Saturday night will be a low of 7. Sunday, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 31. It is Super Bowl Sunday, so if it is snowing, please be careful. Snow will be likely on Sunday night. So again, take precautions if you're out driving and do not drink and drive. It is currently 12:35.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. And I am talking about dialectical behavioral therapy, which is a cognitive behavioral treatment. And it was originally developed to treat people who have chronic suicidal ideation, people with borderline personality disorders, self-mutilating, cutting, but also find that it works with a wide range of other disorders, such as substance abuse, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, eating disorders, just to name a few. It has four components to it. There is a group training where people go for approximately 2.5 hours to learn new behavioral skills and get some homework. There's individual therapy, which focuses on a little bit more on providing motivation and the specific challenges of the individual. There's phone coaching when somebody kind of hits a wall or hits a point where they're having a struggle in their everyday lives. And then there is therapist consultation, which is a therapist consulting another therapist with complex issues. But some of the main skills that are taught in DBT include mindfulness, distress tolerance, interpersonal effectiveness, and emotion regulation. And before we went to the break, I started to talk a little bit about mindfulness and that it has a very strong basis in Zen practices. And I suggest mindfulness to my clients all the time. I'm going to say I personally practice mindfulness. And mindfulness is a form of meditation. And those of you who do listen to my show, you may have heard me talk about it before. So, you know, we've heard the you know, be one with, okay, be one with the your cup of tea, be one with your whatever. Mindfulness is sort of that concept. It's using your five senses. Being fully aware and present in the now, in the moment, in this moment. What does that mean? Well, that means I'm looking here, I'm using my eyes, I'm looking at the something board, I'm sure the master board, maybe that's what it's called, and it's got a number of wires coming out of it at the top, and then all these little funky little knobs that have red, blue, and black on them, and the knobs themselves are gray, and little buttons and little, I'm not going to call them dials, but they're kind of like dials but in straight lines. You can push them up and down for volume and different mics, and if I wanted to play music and all of those things, and it's sitting right in front of me. And that's what I see. Actually, it's got some lights flashing on there. And so part of mindfulness is practicing noticing what I see in the moment. And then it might be, what do I hear? Well, you don't know this, but I'm sitting here with microphones on my earphones on my head, a microphone in front of me. Of course, I'm not calling the pieces of equipment exactly what it is, but anyway. your things on me. You might hear me hitting them. And I could actually hear myself speaking, and when a commercial comes on, oh, that's somewhere in the past and somewhere in the future, but right now I can hear my voice. And so that's what I'm hearing. Tasting, I could taste some coffee. I actually have some coffee here in my booth, so I could taste the coffee. I could smell the coffee. And if I look, I can see the coffee. It's a white styrofoam cup. Okay, I'm practicing mindfulness. How about, what do I feel? Well, you know, it's not a very comfortable seat. It's like a desk chair, and kind of sitting on the edge of my chair, which I tend to do. And I can also feel a little bit of pressure on the middle part of my back where I'm leaning up against it. And my hands are a little numb, but that's because I have some carpal tunnel syndrome. So that's what I'm feeling right now. I feel the pressure of the earphones on my head. So that's being in the present moment. That's practicing mindfulness. Look, a little blue light just came on. Isn't that interesting? So I'm not sure what that means, but I hadn't seen that before. It's above the little green lights. And being in the moment, practicing mindfulness, is just that. One of the things, I had a really great yoga teacher, one of the things he had said was, one thing that our brain likes to do is think. That's what it does. That's what it's made to do, is think. And I say that a lot to my clients. And there's a strong tendency to think about the past, ruminate on the past, dwell on the past, and have anxiety over the future. I'm worried about it, what's going to happen. If I bring myself to the present moment, I may find that I have everything that I need right here and now. Nothing is hurting me. Nothing is attacking me. Nothing's being taken away from me. I'm fine. I'm sitting here in the sound booth. Nobody's in here, just me and all the equipment and the little flashing lights. My cup of coffee. I'm good. So mindfulness is about that. And you could use it practicing anything. Folding laundry. Taking a shower. Brushing your teeth. Preparing dinner, making your bed, petting a cat or a dog, listening to music, watching television, you name it. You can sit there and you can say, let me practice mindfulness. I could do it while I'm driving. How many of us get to where we're going and go, how did I even get here? Did I even stop at the lights? Our brain is so busy thinking. I need to tell myself to stop and focus in the now. And so, you know, now I'm reaching over and picking up my coffee cup. I feel the warmth of the cup in my hand. Tastes good. And the thing is that, oh, coffee. You know what? Actually, I need to buy coffee. When I go to the grocery store, I got to make sure I get coffee. I just left the present moment. I need to recognize I did that. Stop and refocus. So mindfulness is about practicing being fully aware in the present moment, this moment. It also can actually help us with the second thing, which is distress tolerance. So often people don't like to be uncomfortable. Well, how do I learn how to say, be uncomfortable in certain situations? I may not be able to change the situation. I may not be able to change the other person, but what I can do is I can learn to tolerate the difficult situation. I can learn to tolerate being uncomfortable. And I say this to my clients. I may not like being uncomfortable, but I need to tolerate it. I need to be able to sustain it a little bit, not run away from it. In some odd ways, maybe even embrace it as a pathway to growth. I may need to make a choice for change, but in the meantime, I may still need to tolerate this uncomfortable situation. Oh, maybe I'm very hungry. Well, right now, mindfulness. I'm noticing that I'm hungry, and I'm going to need to tolerate it until I get to lunch. I'm not going to close everything up right now and say, gotta go eat. Bye. See ya. Nope. I'm going to focus on being in the moment. I notice it. I'm uncomfortable with it. I can tolerate it. Then there's interpersonal effectiveness. Asking for what you want. Saying no while maintaining self-respect. And having healthy relationship with other people. It's about setting good boundaries and limits. You hear me say that all the time. And asking for what you want and need is about practicing assertiveness, not being passive-aggressive, or aggressive. It's about being assertive. So I need to take another little break, and I will be back shortly after the next few commercials. And I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, licensed professional counselor, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show and also a licensed professional counselor. And if anyone is interested in finding a little bit more about who I am and what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com. That's altarroll with two L's, counselor.com, or altarroll with two L's, counselor.net. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I am always accepting new clients, and I don't keep a waiting list. I've been in this field for about 30 years now, and started off working in private nonprofits, doing work with people recovering from drug and alcohol addiction, and past 15 years I've been in private practice. I work with all kinds of issues, from depression and anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, substance abuse, early recovery, eating disorders, codependency, marriage counseling, just to name a few things. And today I'm talking about a therapy, which is dialectical behavior therapy. One of the things that I was talking about before the break is some of the skills that are taught: mindfulness, distress tolerance, interpersonal effectiveness, which I said is boundaries and limits, and being assertive, good communication skills. And lastly, emotional regulation. And it's how to change emotions that you might want to change. So if anger is a real issue for me, let's say, I have road rage, let's say, and it's not really working well, nobody wants to get in the car with me, and I don't like how I feel when I'm driving and how I'm putting myself at risk because I'm so angry behind the wheel, well, I gain some tools in learning how to change that feeling. Generally, because cognitive behavioral therapy is based in looking at the feeling, regulating the belief system behind it, that's what I might need to do. Look at some of the shoulds and the oughts and the musts, the can't stand it's, and that's rationally motive behavioral therapy. So I look at my belief systems, and I may need to say, well, you know what? There we go for tolerating distress. Yeah, you know, not everybody on the road's going to drive the way I drive. And, you know, just on my way here today, I was pulling up to a light, and there was a car on my right and a car on my left, and a big SUV came up right behind me and just pushed his way right in front of me at the light. So he went around my car, crossed in front of me, just about missed the other car, and stopped at the light. I don't know. Now, was I angry? Yes, I was angry because he put my life at risk, put his own life and everyone else's life at risk for being an irresponsible driver. However, nothing actually happened. Nobody really got hurt, being mindful. Everything was actually okay. I was a little angry for a few moments. I could tolerate the distress of his whatever he was doing there. And therefore, though there was this little part of me that said I wanted to flash my... I mean, that's what happens. I'm going to flash my lights. I'm going to get out. I'm going to yell at him. That's road rage. But you know what? I can regulate that emotion and eventually actually let it go. He didn't get any further ahead than I was. He was at the same light. So whatever. So there are some stages in treatment. First, stage one, a client is generally miserable. Their behavior is out of control. They might be thinking of killing themselves, self-harm, using drugs or alcohol. Self-destructive behaviors. And so we need to look at those things. And we need to set some goals for achieving control over behaviors. Stage two, living a life of quiet desperation. Helping them realize that they can actually change their behaviors, and that their behavior is in their control, and they no longer need to suffer. It helps move a client from feeling desperate to feeling a little bit more in control of their lives. This is something that happens with post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a good way that it gets treated. In stage three, the challenge is to learn to live. Define the goals, build self-respect, find peace and happiness, use mindfulness, learn how to tolerate. And for some people, the fourth stage is actually about finding a deeper meaning in life, gaining some spirituality. So if you want to find out more information about DBT, you can just Google DBT and you will find information about it and resources, and you may even find that it's something that you might want to do for yourself. And like I said, in my own practice, I don't use DBT specifically in the format that it's listed in terms of groups. However, technically, I do look at somebody comes in with life-threatening, damaging behaviors. How do we change that? How do we stop the harm? How do we create a better quality of life? I teach new skills. I provide coaching. I interact with my clients, teach them mindfulness, distress tolerance. You know, I always talk about limits and boundaries, good communication skills. And I talk about regulating emotions. We have a lot more power in our lives than we can possibly imagine if we know how to put it to use. And going to counseling does not mean that there's something wrong with your brain. It doesn't mean that you're crazy. It doesn't mean any of those things. And I believe at all times, or at any time in our life, any of us might need some therapy. Just someone to listen to your problems, to give some feedback, to be attentive, to teach you some life skills that you may not know. And all of this with counseling and with counselors is done in a way that is confidential, safe, and hopefully understanding. So, with that being said, I'm at the end of my show for today, believe it or not. I have a few more commercials to do, and I hope this was useful. Remember that mental health does not mean that you don't have mental health. I know for myself, I can always use some additional tools just to live day to day. It's a stressful time, a stressful world. And we can take where we are in the moment and recognize it's not so bad for right here, for right now. And with that being said, I'm going to sign off for today, and I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for Counselor's Chat, and I wish you all good mental health.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. AP correspondent Ken Moritsugu reports Jordan is saying it's ready to exchange an imprisoned Iraqi woman who's been convicted of attempting a suicide attack for a Jordanian pilot seized by the Islamic State group after his jet went down in Syria.
The Jordanian Minister of Information said Jordan is willing to swap a prisoner it's holding for a pilot, a Jordanian pilot that's being held by the Islamic State group. It's the first acknowledgement, I think, by any of the governments involved that they are considering some kind of hostage swap or prisoner swap to resolve this crisis.
New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver will abdicate his position as Speaker next week as he fights federal corruption charges. The 70-year-old was taken into custody last Thursday on charges he took nearly $4 million in payoffs and kickbacks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Musicians, right now at Guitar Center, for the first time ever, we're extending our friends and family discount